of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everybody. This meeting of the Josephine County Planning Commission will be conducted according to the Josephine County Land Use Hearing Rules found in Article 31 of the Josephine County Rural Land Development Code and Section 197.763 of the Oregon Revised Statutes, which govern the conduct of all public hearings. A summary of the rules is followed. Planning staff will identify and explain the criteria and standards applicable to this request. Testimony and evidence is to be directed to the criteria and standards. If you feel other criteria or standards apply and are not identified, you must raise the issue to the chair for a ruling. If the chair rules that additional standards apply, then testimony and evidence may be directed to them. Clearly raise and explain your issues in this hearing in order to be understood by the commission. Before conclusion of the hearing, any participant may request a continuance to submit new evidence or testimony. The commission must decide to either grant the continuance or keep the record open. In either case, the period of time must be at least 7 days. During the time of the open record, anyone may submit additional written testimony or evidence. All persons testifying are considered a witness unless the person asks to be recognized as a party, and the chair rules the person has party status. Party status is established in three ways. One, anyone who receives official mail notice and testifies orally or in writing in this hearing. Anyone who testifies orally or in writing in this hearing who did not receive official mail notice but establishes the use or enjoyment of their property is adversely affected by impacts from the proposed use or development that is different from the public at large. And someone who is aggrieved by an adverse decision. The chair will wait until you finish testifying to make a ruling on your party status. Participants are obliged to know and follow the rules and procedures. The planning staff present has a copy of the rules. The first item on the agenda is 3.1, request to change the comp plan designation of the subject property from residential to commercial and the zone from community residential to community commercial. Does anyone object to the jurisdiction of the commission to hear this matter? There being none. Any member of the commission wish to abstain from this matter? There being none. Josephine County Rural Land Development Code sets time limits. It's not going to be an issue tonight. At the close of the hearing, a decision shall be made in the form of findings with the presiding officer of the hearing body designating who shall prepare the findings. The criteria for the decision in this hearing shall be presented by the planning staff as part of the staff report. Staff, would you please present?
Good evening. My name is Tammy Smith. I'm an associate planner with the Josephine County Planning Department. We're here tonight to discuss a comprehensive plan zone change, which is ZPZC. The subject property owner is Von Gottsagen Trust. The applicant is Two Rocks LLC. The representative is Justin Gerlitz with Gerlitz Engineering Consultants, and he will be speaking next to discuss materials attached as Exhibit B in more detail. The applicant is requesting to change the comprehensive plan designation from residential to commercial and to change the zone from community residential to community commercial in order to utilize the properties for commercial use. The properties are zoned community residential CR2 with a 2-acre lot minimum size minimum. The properties are located off of Merlin Road and the total combined acreage is 0.68 in size. There is no existing approved use. The zoning history is suburban residential from 1973 to 81, rural residential from 81 to 2004, and then community residential from 2005 to current. The properties in question are vacant and situated between the post office and an auto mechanic shop. The applicant would like to utilize the properties for commercial use, such as a parking lot in conjunction with the raft business across the road. Community residential does not allow for such commercial uses. A commercial plan and zone change are required to allow commercial uses on these properties. The properties are in the area of existing commercial uses, such as a gas station, post office, boat rentals, etc. The pre-application was submitted on July 3rd, 2021, and the pre-application letter was sent out on August 25th, 2021. The comprehensive plan zone change application was submitted on July 12th, 2022. After a 30-day review from staff, the application was deemed incomplete on July 5th, and then the application was then deemed complete on August 2nd. The application materials are presented as Exhibit B of the staff report. Per ORS 215-427-1N6, which imposes a 150-day deadline for local government, does not apply for final decisions on comprehensive plan amendments. The application does not involve an exception to the statewide planning goal, nor does it pertain to agricultural or forest lands. Therefore, the Planning Commission has the authority to make a final decision on the application. Here is a map of the properties located off of access off Merlin Road to Josephine Street to access the properties. Here's a zoning map of the surrounding areas. There are residential properties to the east and to the south, and then commercial to the north and to the west. This is an aerial photo of the property and the surrounding area. The review procedures and application requirements are referenced in Josephine County Code as listed in the staff report. Per section 19.46020, applications to amend any elements of the comprehensive plan shall be processed using Planning Commission review procedures. The application shall be reviewed by the Planning Commission in public hearing and authority to make the final decision with the Board of County Commissioners in the form of written findings and recommended ordinance. The Board has the sole authority to implement changes to the county's comprehensive plan by the ordinance. Section 19.46030, Plan Amendment Application Requirements. Application to amend the text or maps of the comprehensive plan may be initiated by the individuals. All applications shall be submitted on forms provided by the planning director and shall be accompanied with the required application fees. The application must provide the minimum requirements under this section. The applicant submitted the application per the required listed above and also with the fees as well. Section 19.46040A, Plan Amendment Review Criteria. Amendments to a plan and zone map shall demonstrate compliance with all applicable and county goals and policies. Josephine County Comprehensive Plan has been acknowledged by the state of Oregon under statewide planning goals. Carrying capacity defines capacity as the ability of the land to support the proposed development as determined by an evaluation of suitable sewage, adequacy of domestic groundwater, presence of adequate off-site roads, suitability of soil and terrain for the off-site roads, and the presence or absence of flood, fire, or erosion hazards. The applicant submitted DEQ records for a site evaluation approval for tax lot 1400 and 1500. Applicant also submitted a well report to indicate productive wells in the area, which we'll find in Exhibit B. Furthermore, the applicant has existing access off Moreland Road to Josephine Street, and Public Works' only comment was there was no new accesses off of Moreland Road and deemed the application complete. Consistency. The applicant must address the criteria that a zone change must be consistent with the character of the surrounding area, and this is reiterated under Section 19.101020H. Amending the updating MNVC, which is the Merlin North Valley Unincorporated Community. Applications to amend any element of this plan shall comply with the requirements of the JCC 19.46.020 and 19.46.030. In addition to all of the section in 19.101020, A through H shall apply. Criteria A. Applications to amend the text maps or inventories of the MNVC plan shall demonstrate compliance with the requirements of the OAR Chapter 660, Division 22. Under this OAR, county plans and land use regulations may authorize only the following new commercial uses in unincorporated communities. Uses under Goal 3 and 4, which is agriculture and forest lands. Small-scale, low-impact uses. Uses to intend to serve community and surrounding rural area for travel needs of people passing through the area. The applicant explains proposed commercial use and authorized under the B and C here in Exhibit B. Criteria B, requests involving changes for lands from a resource designation to non-resource designation shall either comply with statewide exception criteria or demonstrate the land is non-resource pursuant to the criteria. The section does not apply. Criteria C, plan or map amendments that add or modify uses allowed within the MNDC shall demonstrate the uses can be supported by adequate on-site septic, groundwater, or that sewer and services will be provided consistent with the Dyer facility plan. And then I've already gone over that with section 19.4604C. Section D, plan or map amendments that increase the density of residential development or increase small scale, low impact commercial or industrial size limits shall occur only when the sewer and water consistency with the Dyer plans are provided. In this case, the size limits for commercial buildings for under this section, new buildings are limited to 4,000 square feet and the applicant is not changing the size limits or at this time. Criteria E, new uses or modified uses and densities described in subsections C and D shall be consistent with the identified function, capacity, and level of service of transportation. This section is referring to the Oregon Transportation Plan rule. Typically, staff forwards the proposed application to ODOT and to Public Works and for review, and they had no comment. Criteria F, physical criteria of land and surrounding area that make land suitable for proposed density and types of uses to include consideration of potential hazards as in flood, wildfire, erosion, pollution, slopes, wetlands, and mineral deposits. Staff found the potential for erosion due to granitic soils, so any future development of the property would need an erosion control and drainage plan. Criteria G, the land is in its natural state accommodates the proposed uses and densities or special alterations or mitigations can reasonably make the achieve the grant the requirements for sewage, groundwater supply, and other physical considerations. In this case, any new development in commercial zone would have to go through a site plan review to mitigate any of these issues. Sorry. Criteria H, density and types of uses authorized by this proposed plan and zoning designations are appropriate based off the requirements of this subsection 1 or 2. Change in designations at the location is consistent with the character of the surrounding area. Consistency shall be demonstrated by detailed review of the relationship between the area covered by the proposed change and surrounding areas. 2, demonstrate how the introduction of inconsistent density or use in the area is justified. The demonstration may be based upon changes in the area resulting from rezonings, new residential, commercial, industrial, resource development, the introduction or improvement to public facilities or services, changes in demographics, changes in plan inventories. The application shall show how to propose change in designations in context of the foregoing circumstances, implements applicable state and or county goals and policies. The more changes introduced in consistent destinies, uses in the area, the greater the burden. The applicant provided information to address the consistency test under Exhibit B. Staff mailed out public notice on September 21st, 22 days prior to the hearing, to all owners per assessor rolls within 1,500 feet of the subject property. Staff published a notice in the Daily Courier on October 7th, 2022, 10 days prior to the hearing. The Planning Division received no other agency comments or written comments as of the public notice to the properties within the 1,500 feet. From staff's review of the application, appears all the criteria has been met from a comprehensive plan and zone change from residential to commercial use on this property. If the Planning Commission approves the application, staff recommends the applicant prepare findings of facts and decision and submit them to the Planning Division no later than 30 days from the last hearing date. Any questions?
No questions. Thank you. Mr. Gerlitz.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
This one? Mm-hmm. Evening, Commissioners. Justin Gerlitz with Gerlitz Engineering Consultants here tonight on behalf of the applicant for what we're calling the Whitewater Cowboys Merlin Road Comprehensive Plan Amendment and Zone Change. Thanks, Tammy, for your presentation. I think she went through all the details real well, so I'll try to be brief on our end. So today we have four existing very, very small residential lots on this project located basically in the central area of Merlin. Most of the property around this is commercially zoned and or commercial uses within residential zones. This is kind of the last piece really on the whole corridor that's not industrial as you come in and commercial in the middle. And what they're intending to use this for is to purchase it to support the existing Whitewater Cowboys Orange Torpedo business across the street. As many of you know, there was recent road improvements done out there that widened and added curb gutter and sidewalk, and as part of that, what they once had as a kind of a larger parking lot with open access got closed off and reduced substantially. So this is really to help support their existing business that's been there for a very long time. This is just a exhibit showing the four lots in question. One thing you will see here is Merlin is full of unused but platted right-of-way. It was kind of all platted at one time for the most part. So you've got existing developed streets on Merlin Road and Josephine Street here, but you actually have a small alley and then another dedicated right-of-way on the west side of the property here that's actually not utilized for roadways and really probably will never be utilized for roadways. Something that we will probably make a request on as part of the site plan review is to potentially vacate some of that right-of-way to the adjacent property owners, but that's obviously not part of the application today. These are just some images kind of just showing what the property looks like. These are Google Earth images. You can see all the little pantry and the commercial businesses around it. That's the post office with the blue roof over there. And then the residential properties are back here behind this big, thick line of trees. This is just looking from the other direction. Again, you can see that roadway there and the main roadway out front. And then this is just looking from a different angle. So you can kind of see there that, you know, where it's located. I'm sure most of you are familiar with this location. It's kind of right in the center of Merlin proper. These are just a couple street shots from today, actually, just kind of showing those new sidewalk improvements out front. This is their existing approach that's on the road in between the two parcels. Looking at the lot there, there's some gravel that sits on this lot right now. You can see that there's a hill behind it as you get up to that tree line there, so there really is a real good separation between the two residential uses behind and the commercial uses up front. And this is just showing the improvements at the corner and up the little side street. And this access will probably remain as their future development area. This is the zoning map as it sits today. You can see this is Merlin Road as it comes in. You can see it's all community commercial across the street, on this side of the street over here. The Dollar General site was in recently before you, I believe, within the last year, I believe, for a rezone of this property, which they successfully did. So that is also commercial. And then the other two remaining residential properties here and here where you see the stars, this is the post office and this is the school that's up on the hill. So although they're residentially zoned, they're really used for more of commercial type uses. This was included in the application, which is just a description of those adjacent businesses. Include Little Pantry, Automotive Repair to the west, the Baldini's restaurant just down the street, and again, those two residential uses to the south. And this is a map showing those uses. These properties, again, you've got the couple of residential uses here. You've actually got vacant property across the street diagonal over here, and then this is that Dollar General, what was originally intended for Dollar General, over here to the east. And then this is the proposed zoning map, changing to match that existing zoning all around it. As part of all these applications, we've got to do show carrying capacity. This property had a well on it previously, but it was the records show that it was installed improperly, so it was abandoned, but it did have a well on it to the south, just adjacent to it. So what we did is we had a local well driller, Clouser, go through, and they pulled all the records up from around it, just like they did on the other application, showing that, you know, there's sufficient well basically all around this property. One thing to note on this is right now it's four very small residential lots. To actually develop this property as residential with four lots probably would almost be impossible because of the well and septic spacing. I don't think you'd ever actually get there. So, you know, one of the advantages of this particular rezone request and the future development of this property is the intention is to combine all this into one lot and have one well and one septic system for whatever the small use that goes on the site is. This was a previously completed septic evaluation for three of those lots, the easterly three lots. They did get approved up by the road on these two lots here, but then this corner over here did not get approved. You can see that the well separation from the neighbor's parcels back here. So that's just kind of a clarifying drawing of what I was just saying. As included with all the applications, we included a soils map, nothing special there, just kind of standard soils all the way through that corridor, nothing that we'll have too much issue with. As mentioned by Tammy, it is granitic-based soil, so we'll have to do an erosion control plan with the actual site plan application and development. But slopes are mild, and you can see that little slope in the back. Other than that, it's pretty level. So I guess the only other thing to add is with the street improvements out front and existing approaches in place, the roads themselves have adequate capacity. And again, this is small scale commercial development that'll ultimately be proposed here. So it's not going to be anything overly intensive like a fast food restaurant or anything like that. Really just looking at it as a supporting arm to the existing business across the street. So with that, I'm asking tonight for approval of this rezone comprehensive zone amendment. And I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Anyone have any questions? No.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. We have a question for staff.
Okay. My question is in regard to the noise barrier between the proposed commercial lot and the residential lots, and if there is any kind of ordinance in the planning department that will ensure that there's something that stays there no matter what happens on that commercial lot.
When it comes to commercial uses out there, we have a noise ordinance, but it's basically more of a nuisance law. We don't have anything to mitigate loud noises in our code. Obviously, if we have, when this piece of property moves forward and does a site review for whatever they're going to do in the future, they're going to go through this process again. Maybe not in front of you, but we'll do notice, and if we get neighbors saying, is noise going to be a problem, that's when we reach out to the applicant. They can do some sort of screen, some other options. If they have a compressor, put it inside something. Those kinds of things is what we look at for mitigating noise in a commercial area. So if that helps answer your question, yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Anyone else? That'll be all. Thank you. We'll close the public portion and bring it back to the commission. Teresa, we'll start with you.
I see no issues with this. We just did one with the Dollar General down the street, and it seems like it should have been zoned commercial already.
Jeff?
I have no comments.
Ward?
I concur 100%. Thanks.
And me also. I think it's a very well done application. It's irrevocably committed to commercial on that stretch. Anyone who's been through Merlin knows that. So that being said, would somebody like to make a motion?
Okay. I make a motion that we change the comp plan designation of the property from residential to commercial, and the zone from community residential, CR2, to community commercial. With the condition that the applicant do the findings.
A second.
We have a second by Mr. Ockenden. Huh? Roll.
Yes.
Ockenden, yes. Jeff?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
And I am a yes also. That is a quorum, and we vote yes to move forward. Thank you. Matters from the Planning Commission? Nothing. Okay. Planning Director's report?
I have only one item, and that is the reminder that next Monday we're meeting again, and we're going to be going over the psilocybin proposed text amendments. These amendments are a what-if situation where if the voters on November 8th allow psilocybin to occur in Josephine County, these amendments will go into effect, and these amendments talk about, for instance, we're not going to allow it to occur in residential zones. That's an example. But I don't want to get into it tonight. We'll get plenty of that. Your staff reports on that matter all went out last Friday, so check your emails. If you don't, let Melissa know or someone, and we'll make sure we get you those staff reports. But we'll see you all again next Monday evening for psilocybin. Also, County Legal is the one who's going to be presenting that project. After that, we have a second item on the agenda. They want to talk to you about the Planning Commission bylaws. So she wants to get some feedback from you guys and how to move forward with it in order to revise and update the current bylaws, which are dated 1954. Yeah. So
anyway, pretty old.
That's all I have.
Yeah. Meeting adjourned.
How do you dig a well improperly?
With the big backhoe.
Yeah, but how do you improperly?
We used to, back when the old owners owned it, we used to go out to the Chamber of Commerce meeting out at their house every year. Oh, yeah. Had some good times.
We had a jam mixer out there 12, 13 years ago now.
I'm sure I was at that one.
It was fun. We had a good time doing it. I don't really know why we stopped. I think we just got busy.
It's right at the cell.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I left Eric here.